Welcome to this episode of Riding with the King, a show about personal evangelism, helping you learn to share the gospel of Jesus easily, naturally, and without stressing out about it. This is your host, Mark Wood, with Steel Horse Ministries. In this introductory episode, we're going to briefly talk about who this show is for, a little about me and what I bring to the show as your host. We're going to talk about the reasons for doing this series and what you can expect with the show. This series will hopefully resonate with a couple groups of folks, starting with young Christians. When I say young Christians, I'm referring to either folks that are young in years or young in their faith. They're new to the Christian walk, regardless of their chronological age. The show will also appeal, hopefully, to people that are, let's call them, intellectually aware of Jesus Christ, but they're still exploring spirituality in general and the truth of the gospel more specifically. We can, you know, label those folks as seekers. So if you're one of those people, stay tuned. Also, I believe this series will appeal to folks that are more comfortable living outside of the box, let's say. These are the nonconformist. They're folks that are determined to do things their own way, find their own answers, etc. In fact, I fit very nicely into that category myself. So who am I? Let's talk a little bit about me and what I bring to this series as your host. First and foremost, I'm a follower of Christ. But I'm also a husband, a dad, an entrepreneur, a woodworker, an artist. I kind of a jack of all trades, basically. But the thing I want to focus on, and I think the thing that's relevant, particularly relevant to the series, is that I'm a biker. The motorcycle world is in my blood. I used to be an officer in a 1% affiliated club. Now I run a motorcycle ministry. I'm going to talk a lot about that. I'm going to talk about the experiences I've had in the motorcycle world. We're going to share some fun stories about the motorcycle world, and the tie-ins and the connections between discipleship and the Bible and how they all sort of integrate together. I think it's an interesting thread that we're going to weave through this. Another thing that's important is humor and laughter are very important to me in my life. I am hoping we can inject enough of that humor and fun into this. For example, when people ask my age, I confirm whether they want to know my chronological age or my emotional age. For me, they're a distinct difference. I might be a little older chronologically than a lot of people or than many of my colleagues, my friends, but it's weird. It's like I was born too soon. So I'm a very immature baby boomer is another way I describe myself. But anyway, hopefully that mix of things will make this interesting for y'all. I should also point out that sarcasm is something I use a lot. So no offense intended. I can't help it. I like to be sarcastic at times. I don't know about you, but if I couldn't laugh at some of the curveballs life's thrown at me in the past, I wouldn't know what else to do. Laughter and humor are very important to me. Like most people, I wanted answers to questions. Questions like, you know, what's my purpose in life? Do we just party until we drop and then die into nothingness? If there is a God, why is the world so messed up? Why is the world so divided? And can I actually do anything about it? In this series, we're talking about these issues and uncovering some of the answers to the questions, these kind of questions, and more questions will come up as well. But that's what we're going to be discussing about. I'd like to throw a personal disclaimer in here at this point. Offending anyone is never my intention, but I don't beat around the bush, and I'm going to tell you how I see something. My comments will be based on biblical truth rather than subjective opinion. My vocabulary will be G-rated, but the subject matter may get heavy at times. So FYI, let's talk about the reasons why we're doing this series. My objective in this series is basically twofold. First is to teach and empower you with the tools needed to easily share the gospel of Jesus Christ in ways that work for you, ways that work on your terms. One size does not fit all when it comes to evangelism. Unfortunately, the church puts out that kind of one size fits all concept. And it's not true. I mean, it's wrong to think that only the extroverted social butterflies of the world have the tools to share the gospel of Jesus. We're going to talk about personality types, what works for different personality types, the definition of certain personality types, and I believe that'll be very helpful for you. I'm also hoping that non-Christian listeners, folks that we described earlier, those seekers, folks that are maybe intellectually aware of Jesus, folks that are curious, folks that are exploring other philosophies, other quote religions, I'm praying that some of you folks will be touched by the truth of the gospel through this podcast series. So what can you expect? What will be the format of this show? Basically, we're going to present a combination of things like personal testimonies, good and bad, or I should say successful testimonies. In other words, testimonies that helped lead someone to accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but also stories about just being obedient and, you know, as the Great Commission tells us to be and go share the gospel, we don't always reap the harvest, so to speak. And we're going to talk about that as well. We're going to mix that up with some interviews with, let's call them influencer interviews, other evangelists, other church leaders, other inspirational kinds of folks. And there will be an occasional rant from yours truly. I will express myself as I'm known to do. But all this will be mixed up with some fun stories, like I said earlier, including stories about the MC world, the motorcycle world, some of the protocol issues. For example, if you're going to be sharing the gospel as we do with Steel Horse Ministries in the motorcycle community, you kind of need to know some things to do and not to do. And we're going to discuss that as well. We will be providing rich, theologically sound, quality content that is culturally relevant to today. Yes, I just read that. That's important. I want you to know that. So in a nutshell, our goal with this series is to make learning about sharing the gospel an enjoyable, fun, and relevant experience. There are lots of good resources out there. So, you know, again, why are we doing this? There's a bunch of good resources on evangelism. That's a good thing. But the problem is that much of this information is very comprehensive. So it's challenging to study. And, you know, the intent of this series is to simplify the process by getting down to the basics. And, of course, doing all that without leaving out any of the core essentials, obviously. So, in summary, we talked about who this podcast is for. We talked a little bit about me and what I bring as your host. We discussed some of the reasons for doing this series and what you can expect with the show. In our next episode, we're going to be talking about what we usually do with good news. That's something that I think is worth talking about. What do we do with good news? We're also going to discuss why it's so difficult to talk about Jesus most times. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the personal testimony concept, which is an important tool that we're going to start learning about. So without further ado, I thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Mark Wood. So stay safe, ride safe, and share the gospel as often as you can.